Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Randy Reddy. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Reddy reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Yount is out. Reddy scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We moved to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Walker reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Law moves to second. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law scores. Law moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Manning moves to second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reddy strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Juan Agosto now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Simmons moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ogilvie scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Hill and he is out, Law applying the tag. Sundberg moves to second. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reddy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Pete Ladd now pitching. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner catches it and throws to first to double up Cruz. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hill scores. Fletcher moves to third. It's 7-3, Brewers. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Britt Burns now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to second with Fletcher covering, to double up Ogilvie. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Brennan now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sundberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Law reaches second base with a double. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reddy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.